Dance is sort of this thing that's been with me my entire life, like God has been with me my entire life.
God's office, when he summoned me, was smaller than expected.
The weather service in Paducah had been forecasting storms since early afternoon, so the rest of the customers had taken off when the rain began.
In 87 days, the rabbinical court will ask me, "Why do you want to be Jewish?"
Welcome to a new season of the Vita Poetica Journal podcast. We're an online journal featuring creative work explored through a spiritual lens and a publication of the Vita Poetica Arts and Faith Collective. The journal consists of
John Morris, co-editor-in-chief.
Caroline Langston, co-editor-in-chief.
Maggie Swafford, poetry editor.
Nikki Sheffield, visual arts editor.
Emily Chambers, Sharp Interviews Editor.
Darby Brown, Assistant Interviews Editor.
Samir Knego, Contemplative Practices Editor.
Katie Fisher, Prose Reader.
Emma Russell, Editorial Assistant.
And I'm Julie Wan, Managing Editor of the Journal. Now here's co-editor Caroline Langston to introduce our Spring 2024 issue.
The night of Eid al-Fitr last week, my disabled husband's former home care nurse texted me blessings at sunset from his all Sierra Leonean mosque that, I found out, was just down the road from my house. We're on the lip of Passover, too. As I write, I'm thinking not so much about the marked doorways that steered the angel's passage, but, my mind moving laterally here, about my good friend's chuppah that was held overhead at their wedding in a green Connecticut garden some 22 years ago. The chuppah had been constructed of one spouse's heirloom homemade lace, carefully joined to the pieces of the other spouse's historic family talis, the whole improbably stitched together, yet at the same time a unified whole. In that chuppah is a mighty metaphor for what we're doing here at Vita Poetica, both in terms of art and in terms of life. We are creating a new whole by sewing together our collective works, the heirlooms we've drawn from experience, the fresh perspectives we've embroidered. And yes, too, I'm also thinking about the artworks of recently passed Faith Ringgold, who arrayed painting and patchwork into a lush and textured whole. Accordingly, we've arrayed a bright spectrum of voices for you in this edition of VP, which once again outline the boundaries of faith and spirit. In particular, we're delighted that we are sharing the first published works of two authors, Kara Applegate's poem Misericordia, which imagines the boundaries of heaven as daringly porous, and K.D. Battle's self-help sonnet, which renders the memory of a Maine outdoor camp and its children campers as life-saving, vibrant. Similarly dazzling, Ping Yi Yi's poem Fortune Center bursts forth with the particularity of each of the customers in an ice cream shop and an Asian shopping center, not only their appearances, but their cultures and faiths and prayers. As you read, observe how the notion of multiplicity reverberates through the poems, fictions, essays, and practices. In our contemplative practice feature, even, A Journal of Many Colors, Rachel Berry offers us a guide to using color to help think through and organize the various creative strands our mind might be pursuing in order to make sense of them. Once again, as so often in Vita Poetica, we see that out of these multitudes can come a shared and sometimes unexpected oneness. Isabel Cheneau's Pain is Not an Arc limns the extreme isolation to which a sufferer gives witness and how, at its bottom, spiritual companionship can be found even there. Gerber Garman's Miriam deftly knits together text, painting, and music into a textured whole. And not only sharing here, there's also shelter, just as the symbolic meaning of the chuppah is to provide a shelter for the couple being wed, even as its sides are open to the weather and others. Chris Drew's story, Saturday Night at the Dairy Queen, in fact, offers a particularly literal kind of shelter for a group of staff and customers caught in a 1990 tornado. This shared shelter can even transcend time and space. You'll just have to read to the end to understand the poignance of the ending of Helen L. Conway's essay, Show Us Shoes, about her conversion to Judaism. The Kabbalah teaches Gilgul Neshama, the reincarnation of the soul. Rabbi Zelman Schachter Shlomi said, "To where could 6 million return all at once? To the bodies of the Gentiles, that is where." As always, there's much for us to talk about and much to keep us thinking.
That was co-editor Caroline Langston introducing our new spring issue.
We hope you'll tune in next week for the first episode of our new season. And as usual, we'll have new episodes up every Tuesday and Friday. And don't forget, you can always go to our website, vitapoetica.org, to listen to these readings as standalone pieces, as well as to stream the audio version of the whole issue. You'll have to tune into the podcast, though, to hear the authors introduce themselves and their pieces. And as always, the website is where you can learn more about us, find details on how to submit to the journal, and sign up to receive our email newsletter for announcements, events, and other news. Thanks for listening, and more soon.